This is Health Cetera in the Catskills. I'm Diana Mason, the host of the program. Now, a survey conducted by the New York Times, the Commonwealth Fund, and the Harvard School of Public Health found that the public trusts nurses more than physicians, more than policymakers and other healthcare leaders in redesigning healthcare. For more than a decade, the American Academy of Nursing has been identifying nurses who have developed innovative models of care for which there is good clinical and financial outcome data. And they've designated these nurses as edge runners. And this is, they've done this with the aim of making their work more visible to encourage spread of their innovations, because often nurses' work gets hidden. That's a whole other program. Recently, they designated Dr. Valerie Gruss as an edge runner for her innovation of an app that's used by people with dementia and their caregivers to help them navigate the experience of living with dementia. Dr. Gruss is an associate professor of nursing at the University of Illinois at Chicago College of Nursing and director of a project to improve the care of older adults there. Valerie, thank you so much for joining me on Health Cetera in the Catskills today.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
Hey, so tell us why you developed this dementia guide. Dementia Guide Expert, that's the name of the app, right?
Yes, the app is the Dementia Guide Expert. And there's three primary reasons that I developed the app. First, in response to the U.S. aging population. The U.S. aging population is aging rapidly with the baby boomers. And also, as people age, the incidence of dementia increases substantially. The Alzheimer's Association reports that 5.3 million Americans age 65 and older have Alzheimer's disease. That's today, 5.3 million. And they predict by 2050, the number will triple up to 13.8 million. We also know that Alzheimer's disease currently is the number six cause of death among older adults. And right now, there's no cure. However, we do know that diagnosing persons with dementia and providing appropriate care has the potential to improve the quality of life. And not just for the person with dementia, but for the family and the caregivers, it can improve the quality of life. The second reason that I created the Dementia Guide Expert app was because there was a study out that showed that most older adults are afraid of Alzheimer's disease more than cancer. And they also feel uninformed about the disease. And because of this, they rarely get screened or they rarely get diagnosis. Though most Americans live with dementia, they have this fear of obviously being diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. And then another study showed that up to 75% of the older adult population felt that they're really not knowledgeable about what Alzheimer's disease is. They know the term, however, they really don't know what it means, and they don't know about the stages and what the symptoms look like.
So your app provides this kind of information. Is that correct?
It does. So the app, it actually provides all of that type of information. It provides information on what is dementia, what are the stages of dementia, what are the typical symptoms, and if someone suspects that they have some of the symptoms, how do you get diagnosed? You know, what are the tests that they would do for that? And so it takes you through the stages from identifying symptoms to being diagnosed, and then most importantly, managing the disease. You know, going through the journey of dementia with your loved ones, with your family, with your caregivers, and what is that experience like? And most importantly, our app also has links in the app where people can tap on the link, and there's resources and services available to support the person with dementia and the family caregivers.
Let me just say that I've already downloaded the app. It's Dementia Guide Expert, and you can go to the Play Store or whatever and download it. And I went through it, and I went to the link to the behavioral changes,
yes.
And you have do's and don'ts, and they're really they're just really practical advice, and I know they're evidence-based. I was editor-in-chief of the American Journal of Nursing for a decade, and we had a whole series on aging and caring for older adults. And I remember there was one on bathing people with dementia and how terrifying bathing can be and how to rethink what we're doing in terms of bathing people with dementia. So the first one, let me just give an example. The first one was do allow for extra time in providing care for those with dementia. I mean, that it seems very simple and sort of like, well, of course, except we're often rushed, but it can make such a huge difference. And it made me think about that bathing issue. And under the don'ts, you have avoid giving orders. For example, do not say sit down and eat. Instead, you can say, let me help you sit down. I mean, it's so practical, Valerie.
Thank you. Thank you. That was the goal of it, is to really give practical advice. Yes, it's all evidence-based. All the content was written by dementia experts. We also have a section of the app where if you wanted to read the research articles that support every action in every section, they're available. All you have to do is tap on references. We don't have them all listed because we thought the general population wouldn't want to look through, you know, 100 different references. But if you're a scientist or you're a clinician and you want to know, is this evidence-based? You can tap on references and see the most recent articles that say, yes, this is the method, this is the approach that you should use that would be most beneficial.
So what evidence do you have that this is helpful to people?
Well, first of all, the app was designed, when we were designing the app and creating the app, it was important for us to make sure that it was usable and feasible for the older adult. So what we did was after we had developed the content, we went to senior centers with prototypes. And we didn't give instructions. We just had the seniors on an iPad, enjoy the app for 10 to 15 minutes. And then we surveyed them and interviewed them following the experience. And we asked them for their input. You know, was it easy to navigate? Was this information valuable? And we got a lot of excellent feedback that we would have never considered that certain things were challenging for them and certain more sections that they really enjoyed. One of the most interesting pieces was we had many seniors said to us, I wish this was more like my Kindle, where I could just read it in book chapters. So we came back to the drawing table, and we decided, you know, there has to be an option here. So we took all of the content, and we created a section on the homepage that says Table of Contents. So if the user wants to read it in chapter form, we actually, you know, reformatted all the information into chapter forms so they can read it like a book. And it wasn't too challenging to do that. We had the content, but it was something that they were interested in. And so the evidence that it was successful, did this work? We also beta tested it with clinicians, too. And finally, when we launched it, we launched prototype number 14. Because we had gone back and forth with interviewing seniors, having people use it. We really wanted the best product available. It is for free. It's available for free to everyone. And how do we know it's successful? We launched the app in December 2016. And to date, the app has been downloaded and viewed over 37,000 times in 12 different countries.
Great. Well, it really is quite interesting, and I have to say I've gone to the table of contents where it's that chapter approach, and that's very interesting. It's a quick look, but I really like the original layout of the app itself. Are there challenges that people have when using this?
Well, surprisingly, there's not many challenges because most people think, well, older adults, it's difficult for them to use technology, and it's really not. It's surprising how many older adults do use technology, as long as it's in a practical and feasible format where they can easily access it and easily navigate. It's not a challenge.
What about literacy?
One of the challenges we did face one challenge though, and that was language. Mm-hmm. So we after we had launched the app, I think it was out maybe 6 months, we had two different Spanish organizations that contacted us, and they said, we found your app, and we absolutely love the content, and there's nothing like this for the Spanish-speaking population. Mm-hmm. So then we went back to the drawing board, and we found additional funding so that we could translate it into Spanish. And now the Spanish version is available for free to the public.
And will that come up when I go to my Play Store at, Lincoln.
Okay. When you want to download an app and it's available in multiple languages, because we're doing other languages also. We're doing a Korean version that should be out soon, and then we're going to do a Mandarin Chinese version in 2020. Mm-hmm. So what you do is, if your phone or your device, whether it's iOS or Android, if it's set up for Spanish, you already have it. It appears in Spanish when you open it. When you download my app, it will appear in Spanish.
Great.
If your phone is set up in English, then it will only show up in English. And I'm not sure how you convert it to the Spanish version. But if someone is Spanish speaking and their phone is set up in Spanish, they open the app and they download the app and it would open in Spanish for them.
Well, Dr. Valerie Gruss, Associate Professor of Nursing at the University of Illinois at Chicago and Director of a Project to Improve the Care of Older Adults, I think you're doing a good job in that direction. She's the creator of the Dementia Guide Expert app. And if you go to your Play Store or whatever it is on iPhone, I don't use an iPhone, just plug in Dementia Guide Expert, and it came up for me, so it'll probably come up for you. Thank you so much for coming on to Health Center in the Catskills, Valerie.
Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that's, I found it quite interesting. I think you have to be able to read, be literate for that. I think that's one of the challenges. But other than that, it's going to be a very useful app.